Joining us now, he's the co-host of JJ and Alex every afternoon, and of course, you see him nightly on KSL Channel 5. He's our buddy Jeremiah Jensen. What's up, Jeremiah?
Just vibing to some Kenny Loggins. Yes. The 80s wouldn't have been the same without him. A true legend.
You know what? We needed some positive vibes in sports around here, and I'm not sure there is a better option than hockey. It has just been... Am I missing something? It's basically been a perfect story. There's been no hiccups. The only hard part has been that, like, it's kind of sad that Arizona's losing their team. And then you look at, they had a 4,000-seat stadium, and their owner was a bozo, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, no, this was perfect. And all the players are happy to be here now. I'm not sure I've seen a detractor yet as a part of the story.
It's been an incredible story. And guys, even – well, I mean, I'm trying to think how far back this would have been, like, pipe dream crazy talk, maybe 6 months ago. And to think now that it's all fallen into place perfectly, and we have an NHL team that actually could be really good next year. This is not an expansion situation. This is a team that's going to actually compete for a Stanley Cup playoff spot next year. And with Ryan Smith giving Bill some money to play with and some options with free agency, he's not handcuffed anymore. He can actually build a team. Bill Armstrong knows what he's doing. He was the assistant GM for the St. Louis Blues. He won a cup. And now he has an owner that cares and an owner that wants to win, and he can go spend and add some players to this already great group with free agents, and this could be awesome. We could have an NHL Stanley Cup playoff team next year, and, I mean, just think how crazy that is. Almost like falling out of the sky. I know it's not that simple, but, you know, credit Ryan and Ashley Smith for doing what they've done and making this deal happen and laying the groundwork, which started long ago with Gary Bettman. To be in the right place at the right time. I mean, in order to have these type of things, you do have to have a billionaire owner, but it's got to be a billionaire owner that people want to do business with, and Ryan is certainly that. So, it's nothing at this point is gone wrong, and it's amazing. I really think we're going to be stunned. We're going to look back on this 10 years from now and think what an amazing moment that was in our sports, in the sports history of the state, to have this opportunity. And I think that there's amazing things that are going to happen with this. It's just, you're right. It's like a dream. And I think it's going to be a dream for those guys too. You know, they've been in Arizona and playing in front of fans, like 4,000 fans. And Bill Armstrong said it on Scotty and Hans yesterday. They've been playing in front of their home fans, but they've been out cheered by the visiting fans that were wearing the opposite sweaters, supporting other teams like the Oilers or the Kings. So they're going to actually have 16,000 fans cheering for them this fall, and I can't imagine the impact it's going to have on them. It's going to be a ride. It's going to be so much fun.
I knew the players were going to make a good impression here because hockey players, Jeremiah, I know you've covered some. Hockey players are always great, and they have a lot of personality. Yeah. But I'm curious. You mentioned Armstrong, the GM, and, of course, the Bear, the head coach, Tierney. I'm curious to your first impressions from both those guys.
I think if you're going to have something like this happen, I think they're the perfect people for it. As I mentioned, I did go in on a Bill just a minute ago with his background and having been part of a Stanley Cup championship with the St. Louis Blues. And you look at Coach Tierney, you know, this is a guy that's been selected to be the Canadian head coach, the national team head coach. And these are the top people in hockey. These are people that really know what they're doing. And when you're making a transition like this, you need people that know what they're doing, have the right culture. And by all accounts, everybody I've talked to, Andre Tierney has really established an excellent culture within this team. So you've got the head coach that's built this culture. You've got the GM that's done a great job building this roster. And you've got a group of guys who've been through a lot. They have been through a hell heck of a lot the last year. And I think that's bonded them. And you put that mix into this community where we are starving and hungry for a team to support and really, really intrigued by this sport at the highest level in the NHL, and a community that wants a championship and an ownership that wants a championship. I think it's a perfect fit and a perfect marriage, but those are both highly sought after and thought of men in the sport of hockey, and they're going to do an excellent job. And Ryan Smith was brilliant not to be like, I'm going to hire my own people. I'm going to, you know, He that's what he acquired was the people. He did acquire great people, and these guys know how to run a hockey club, and they're going to get it done. I think that's in your, and fans are going to see that when the puck drops in late September, early October.
We love our celebrities here locally. You know, Ty Burrell could shoot a man on Main Street and probably be let off because we love our celebs and we love our NBA players. One of the things I think that has shocked me is the celebrity status that kind of doesn't exist in the NHL. And maybe I'm just blind to it because we haven't had an NHL team before. But, you know, Connor McDavid, some of these superstars around, they're not these big face celebrities like we see with Patrick Mahomes or LeBron James, even if they're at the top of the sport. What I'm trying to get to is I think we're going to make these guys into celebrities locally. And A, I'm very curious to see how they respond, but it's what we do in Salt Lake. We did it with Rudy. We did it with Donovan. We did it with Darren. We did it with Carlos Boozer. We're going to turn these young people into celebrities. And I'm curious, A, how they respond, and then B, if that's different from other NHL markets and if it makes Salt Lake more or less attractive.
That's a great point and something I haven't given a lot of thought of. So I'm going to start processing what you just said right here live on radio. Is I'm thinking about where they've been, and they've been a little anonymous in Phoenix. You know, you got a Suns team that's loaded with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. And then you've got the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray, and you got all those players. And you have a baseball team that was just in the World Series, and lost in the mix is this hockey team that just goes about doing their business, but in a lot of ways, in a lot of sense, has been treated like a minor league hockey team. They've had minor league salaries. Their owners had a minor league mindset, and they've had minor league crowds, and they have not been at that level in Phoenix, even though they've been in one of the largest markets in the country. So they're going to come here, and they're going to be absolute celebrity superstars. And then I think they got a feeling and a taste of that last Wednesday. That was a total this welcome to Hollywood type deal, right? I mean, can you imagine like us just like showing up to an arena and 18,000, 20,000 people are there to just cheer us and like welcome us like that? Think about what that would do. I mean, how that would impact a human being. I mean, I can't even imagine. So I can't imagine how they felt that day. And if this team wins right out of the gate, guys, and they have a really great season and they show this similar personality and we all have spicy tuna T-shirts and things like that, heck yeah, they're going to become celebrities. And I think this market is going to be a hot spot for NHL players. I think this is going to be a really friendly place for NHL hockey free agents to want to come. I think it truly fits with the soccer, with the hockey vibe. It's a winter sports town. A lot of guys that come from places like Finland and whatever, I think they'll be very comfortable here. I think you talk to Lowry and he loves it here. It just kind of reminds him a little bit of home, right? So because of the mountains and the climate and everything. So, and then on top of that, they're going to be treated like kings. And you get in like major markets, like you get lost because there's three other pro teams. So I think they are going to be treated. And I think it's going to be a positive, guys. As I process this, I think that they're going to feel like rock stars here, where in other markets, they disappear. Maybe that's good for some guys. Like you mentioned, Connor McDavid, Edmonton Oilers. I mean, it's not, maybe he just likes being anonymous and likes being in a small place like that or where, but I mean, he's a king in Edmonton, but you know, as far as like, you don't see him doing shoe deals or like commercials. How many hockey players do you guys see in commercials? I have no idea. I don't recognize it. So, those would be the opportunities there, and I think it's going to be really fascinating to see how that plays out and how we embrace them.
Who won the NFL draft, Jeremiah?
Oh, the Chicago Bears. They now have an identity. They got a face. They have stars. And I think that you looking at that franchise, what is it about the Chicago Bears? And it's a great brand, and obviously they have a great history, but the first thing you think of the Chicago Bears is 1985. That was 40 years ago. What has that franchise done since? I think they made one Super Bowl. Yes, it was kind of a fluke. But where's the stars been other than Brian Urlacher? You know, when have they been dynamic offensively? Never. And so now you're bringing in a quarterback that can give you that dynamic feel, a playmaker, a quarterback, an alpha in Caleb Williams. And he's got weapons. He's got Keenan Allen. Roma Dunze is going to be a star. I think the Bears had an opportunity to redefine their franchise and their image and their talent in this draft, and I think they did it. And there were several other guys I think they picked that are really highly thought of. So the Bears come to mind first of all, and I think that's the team that could make a big jump if obviously Caleb Williams stays healthy and is able to come in immediately and play as well as he did at USC. USC had their issues. He had no offensive line there. He's going to have an offensive line with the Bears. He's going to have weapons. He's going to have guys he can throw the ball to. So I would say the Bears have first come to mind as the team that really won the draft and gets the A, but they should have. they had the first and ninth pick, and they had a generational quarterback available, as we think he is. So the Bears should have won the draft, and they did. They found a way not to screw this up, which is saying a lot for the Bears.
A lot of local interest in the Broncos. You obviously have a and personal interest in the Broncos.
Yes.
Do you believe in what they did? Are you a Bo Nix fan, or do you think that was too much of a reach?
I think everybody but two or three quarterbacks were a reach in the first round. I mean, is Michael Penix a reach at eight? Absolutely. Is J.J. McCarthy worth a ninth pick or a tenth pick? Or was it 11th? No. I don't think Drake May is a first-round pick either. But the way with football now, you got to have a quarterback, and these franchises are desperate. And so everybody's trying to get him. And so if you want to get him, you got to get him early. So I think it kind of forced the hand of a team like the Broncos that knows they need a quarterback. And I don't think they wanted to go into the season with the current quarterback room the way it was. I think they wanted to go find a guy that they can latch onto and build on. And I think that Sean Payton wanted to find a franchise guy. They believe they found it in Bo Nix. I'm sure you guys have heard the stories about the workout they did and the tests they put him through. And they walked away thinking he was amazing, and that was their guy. So, but we'll see on the field. I think Bo Nix is a guy that's really seasoned, and obviously he's played more college football games than anybody in the history of college football. This is not a guy that's just going out there after 2 years in college. He's got a lot of experience, and he's been through a lot of adversity. So he'll be tested, and I don't know that he's going to start day one, game one. I think they might lean on Zach Wilson or Jarrett Stidham, but I imagine by midseason he's probably going to be starting, and he's going to be the guy, and they want him to be the guy, and he's going to be their franchise quarterback. We'll see how that goes. The Broncos haven't had much luck since Peyton Manning in finding a quarterback that can lead them, and even before they got Peyton Manning, they were having issues finding a guy after John Elway, so it's not an easy thing to do to find quarterbacks, and that's why you saw six taken in the first round. Teams are desperate for that leader. We'll see if Bo Nix is that guy. But if he is, then the Broncos did a great job with this draft, and Sean Payton continues to prove he's the genius that he's got the reputation of being.
Jeremiah, thank you. We'll be listening this afternoon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, JJ.
Jeremiah Jensen.